Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Aleph. And we are on the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Amir Tzashem, we will finish off the very important Simen Shin Yud Ches, which deals with the halachos of reheating and recooking various items on Shabbos. And we're up to the very last Sif at the very top line, Sif Yud Tes. The Mechaber tells us, Asur Latuach Shemen Vishum Al Hatzoli Ba'odo Keneged HaMedurah. You're not allowed to go and smear oil and garlic on top of something that has been roasted when that item is still keneged hamedura. Afilu nitzlo hatzli mibojom, even if it's been fully roasted before Shabbos. The mikol mokom, because nevertheless, when you're smearing this oil and garlic on top of this roasted meat over here, is bashel hashum v'hashemen, because the oil and the garlic will themselves be now cooked, and therefore you can't do this on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Yud Ches, Lav Dafka, we're not talking here specifically, Dehu Adin B'Ma'avir Es Hashpud Shetocho V'Lov Hatzli Mi'Yo'esh. This is even if it's not still over the fire on the spit with the meat. But this would be true, Kol Zman Shehu Roseach, even if the spit has been removed from the fire, but it's still very hot, hot enough Shehayat, so let us bow. Asur L'Tuach Olav, then you can't go and smear oil on the oil garlic on the piece of meat. Ba'afilu im hiniach achakach al haka'ara shu klisheni gam kinosur. And even if you're taking the piece of meat off the spit and you put it onto another plate, and you still go, and then on the second plate, what would be a klisheni that has the hot meat on it, you smear the oil or the garlic on this piece of meat, it is also forbidden. This Mishabur reminds us is based upon the Hokama Poskim Sovrim, the Dover Gush, a solid item that is still hot, calls Manshayat, so let us bow, Afilu Bechli Sheni Mevashel. We've learned this previously, we remind ourselves of it now, that a solid item, if it's still hot, and it's even though it's not on the fire, and it's not even in the Kli Rishon, it's in a Kli Sheni, still has the potential Kli Sheni's Mevashel by a Dover Gush. The Mishabur continues and he writes, Umikom Makom, nevertheless, Bidyevet, after the fact, Ein lesser kishu munach b'klisheni. If you did do this, we don't say the piece of meat is forbidden, because this samchinun al haposkim the klisheni einu mevashel b'chol gavne. Because this is a machlokis, there are those opinions that hold that a klisheni, even for a dover gush, is not able to go and be mevashel. So after the fact, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion. L'chatchila, we paskin like the more machmer opinion that klisheni by a dover gush is mevashel, but after the fact, if you did smear the oil or the garlic on this piece of meat in a klisheni, that the piece of meat was still very hot, you can bid the eved eat the piece of meat. Now, Mishneh Berurah further qualifies and he says, V'chol zeh bishum v'shemen. This is talking over here when you're dealing with garlic or oil that you smeared on this piece of meat. Dehu davar chai shelo nispashel, because the oil or the garlic itself was raw, so to say, it was not previously cooked itself. However, avo bishumon shenikva, if you're dealing over here with schmaltz that became congealed, so it was previously cooked, mutol latuach. Afilu kineged hamedura, then you would be allowed to go and apply this even if the piece of meat was near the fire. Why? The aimbo shuv mishum bishul, because now you don't have bishul at all over here because the item has already been cooked. And then now you'd be dealing with a bishul achar bishul type of situation, and since it's kvar nizbashel, as we've learned previously, Mikmosh Kosavnu Lamala Basif Tez Zayin, the Dover Yodesh Shekvar Nishbashel, something that's solid, a Dover Gush that is solid and has previously been cooked, Ein Bo Shuv Mishun Bishul. There is no Bishul Acha Bishul by a Dover Gush. So therefore, if this Schmaltz is now hardened and you're smearing it on, so it's already been cooked, it's a Dover Gush, and therefore Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. And that's why you can put it on the meat, even if the meat is near the Madura, even if the meat is near the fire. Aye, what about nolad? So the Mishneh Berurah says, umishum nolad leka. We don't say we're creating a new liquid over here, this liquidy schmaltz over here. Kivam did nivlo b'habosor ve'enu ba'ayin. Because the schmaltz gets absorbed into the meat when you smear it on, when you baste it over here on the meat, it gets absorbed into the meat, and it's not visible on the external surface, so to say, and therefore it's not called something that is newly created. However, ubavad shelo yiraskenu biyadayim, you can't go and crush up this schmaltz over here and make it into basically a liquid. Rak yanichenu olav ma'at ma'at, you baste it on it slowly, a little bit at a time, v'unimach melav, and it, so to say, melts into the meat by itself, and that is permissible. Mishabur continues and he writes, "Behu adin de muter latuach mitamze bishumon avos shenikva." For the same reasoning over here, you're allowed to go and take the schmaltz of a goose, the geese fat over here that is congealed, and place it agabe mine kemochim the kitnios. You can place it on various types of flowers and legumes and beans over here. For example, something like lokshin, kigon lokshin, which are noodles. Erbizin. Erbizin is something which is normally translated as pulse. Pulse is an English word that means over here dried edible seeds of the legumes. And likewise on herz, which in the footnote 2 at the bottom, in the Tirgum, it says means dolchan, which is usually translated as rice or millet. So in all of these situations, when you're smearing this geese fat on these items over here, shenesonim agabi ka'ora, afshu roseach, and this is on a hot plate over here, rak shenichenu olav ma'at ma'at, as long as you're only putting it in a little bit at a time, v'hunimoach me'elav, it will melt, so to say, by itself into this item, it's permitted, v'chanal, as we've just explained. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down Isa b'Tosefta. There's a Tosefta that tells us the following halacha. Echod nosan esor. A whole bunch of people over here are getting together. Each does a different act. Who is chayev over here? So the first brisa, the first Tosefta that we're bringing down over here tells us that the first person brings the actual or. He brings the flame itself. The echod nosan es eitzin. The next person goes bring wood that will be added to this fire that's already in existence that the first one created. Then the third one, the echod nosan es ekdera. The third one places the pot on top of the fire. The echod nosan es amayim. The next one places the water in the pot. Then the echod nosan es abaser. The next one places the meat into this pot of water. The echod es atablim, and the next one spices it up with various spices. And then the next one uba acher vehigis. The next one comes and stirs this concoction. So the brisa says kulam chayavim. Everyone over here is chayav. Everyone individually committed an act that's an isser shabbos. Hainu, the Mishbor says, Shano Seno Ur, the first one that actually made the fire, Chayev Mishumabir. He's Chayev because he made a fire. Kishu Molich Gachelas Mimokum Lamokum, Humislabe Miruach Halichoso. Then when he brought the coal from one place to another, the movement in the wind, it, so to say, is like a bellows, and it, so to say, makes the coal flare up. So the first one is Chayev for that. Vinosin Aitzin, the one that then adds the wood over here to these coals, Gan King Chayev Mishum Mavir, he's burning the wood. Ken Kasa Rashi, this is what Rashi says. And all the others, all the other people, the one that added over here the pot, the one that added the water, the one that added the meat, the one that added the spices, and the one that stirred it, V'idach Kulu Mishum Mavashal, every one of them is over Mavashal, including Gan Megiz Nami Mitamze, the one who stirs it, as we discussed in great detail in yesterday's year, is also Mavashal. Shekola Oseh Dover Mitzorche Bishul Harezeh Mavashal. Anybody that does something to facilitate the cooking over here is called Mavashal. Ukamosha Kosev Rambam, as the Rambam wrote, Vanosein Es HaKedera, the person who puts the pot on, Mayri B'Chadosh, we're talking here about a new pot, V'chayiv Mishum Shemislabein, because this new pot is now going to get whitened, U'mischazik and hardened, HaKedera Ayideh Shenos Naleish. It's being, so to say, forged, it's being completed over here by placing it on the fire. The issue footnote 122 brings down that our pots are different. Kedera Shalanu, he says, we've already learned this in Simon Reishon and Gimel. She talking sheish lahokel b'mokam adach lanichan al gabi eish. That in shasad chak you would be allowed to put them on the fire itself without anything inside them. Obviously, kiva shetikdon vasiyosan betanu shayotrim kvar nigmaru. They've already been fully completed. They're fully hardened over here, and therefore one could technically put them on the fire. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down Gemara Shom, Ayin, and the Migdal Oz. This is also all found in the Gemara there, and look in the Migdal Oz as well. Then he brings down another Braisa. Echad Nosan HaSekedera. If one person first puts the pot out, and then another person, there's no fire yet. V'echad Nosan HaSamayim. The next person places the water into this pot. Then the next person, V'echad Nosan HaSabasar, places the meat into the water in the pot. But again, there's no fire yet at this point. The next person puts in the spices. Again, no fire yet. Then somebody brings firewood, but there's no fire yet. And then finally, now the final person brings the fire. And now somebody else stirs this now that it's on the fire. The one who brought the flame over here, he's chayev, and the one who stirs it is chayev. This is the correct girsa according to the Vilna Gaon and his comments on the Tosefta. And this is in fact also what the Beis Yosef found as his corrected version of the Rambam. And by having the gerusa this way, you don't need to go through all the machinations that the Maribe Rav in the Kesef Mishnah went to go and explain the different gerusos that are here. In any event, we see over here in this last way we described it, it's only the one who adds the fire. He's the final culminating act. The other people didn't do anything. And the one who stirs it is also over here for Bishul. Then he brings down the Chosav Arava Magid, the Ledivri HaKol, Kol Shein Bebishul Ochiyav. Everybody agrees that there is no Isser of Bishul. For example, Kigom Bimavushel is called Sarchu, something that is already fully cooked. So then, Ein Bahagososo Chiyav. Then likewise, the stirring of it cannot be an Isser Doraisa. The issue footnote 124 brings down, the reasoning is, Shachachon Osru Lahagiz Betavshel Mavushel called Sarchu. It is a rabbinical prohibition, it may not be an Issa Daraisa. So he brings down from the Tiferes Shmuel on the Rosh, Shumi Shuma Chashash Shema Yite V'yagis B'tavshel She'en Mavushel Kod Tzorcho. If a person thinks that you're allowed to go and stir something that's fully cooked, he may not realize something when it's not fully cooked. V'yachshel Shekvar His Bashel Kod Tzorcho, and will mistakenly stir something which he wasn't allowed to stir. That's reason number one. He brings down from the Shelas Chuvas Abinay. Is there a different reason? Mishum Shenira Kimavashal. It looks like it's Mavashal, even though it's fully cooked. It looks like Mavashal, and you're not allowed to do it. A third reason is brought down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. He says, Kishemegis Betavshal HaMavushal Kol Tzorcho Omir Agabi Yesh. When you're stirring something that is fully cooked and it's on the fire, Yeshlochu Shema Yechashu Habrio She'en HaGosa Nechsheves Kibishal. Other people are going to see this and say, oh, he's stirring something on the fire. You must be allowed to always stir things. And they may come to stir a tavshil then that is not fully cooked, and this will be an Issa Daraisa. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ubeis Yosef Kostav B'Shem HaKolbo. The Beis Yosef writes the name of the Kolbo. Tikashi Al Ho'esh. If a person stirs something on the fire, he holds a very machmer opinion that says even something that's fully cooked, if it's on the fire itself and you stir it, you are over Issev Bishul. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Klei Bishul Shalonu, our pots today, Shekorim Samaver. For example, like we have an urn over here, a Mecham, Shehucha Me'erev Shabbos, that was heated up in Erev Shabbos. Also, Li Tomi Menu Mayim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to take the water out from that container on Shabbos. Kishe'eno Goref Minagacholim, unless it has the coals that are untouchable, they're covered up, or they're removed. Ken Kasa B'Sefer Tosefes Yerushalayim Le'el B'Simin Reish Nun Gimel Ayin Shom Shehevi Zeh B'Shem Yerushalmi D'Kom Hashem D'Muliyar, which is like a samovar. She'eno Goref, when the coals aren't taken away, Ein Shosim Minim B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to take it out. Now, how come the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to take the water out of this urn over here? So he says that Tam B'Neishu Osi Prokim, their urns, this samovar that they had was made from component pieces, and we're concerned. Who Misari Shema Yis Akel Peruko. We are concerned over here that by removing the water, you're going to cause these component parts to break, and you're going to therefore come to add water to them in order that it shouldn't break. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, if somebody has been using this right before Shabbos starts, and now Shabbos comes upon him, you can't use this any further. Now, that's in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, the way their samovars were made. However, he brings down in Dirshu footnote number 125. Nowadays our urns. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Zatzal writes, Shemutu li tomi menu mayim b'Shabbos. You are allowed to take water out of your urn on Shabbos. Kivan she'en shayach bo chashash zeh. We don't have any concern over here that somehow it's going to break if you take water out of it. And he adds, we don't have hot coals inside over here. And that somehow, if you don't have water in there, they're going to burn the urn. You're concerned that you're going to somehow ruin it. So in that situation, you're not allowed to add more water to it. You should take it off the fire. However, he does bring down from Renison Karolitz Shlita. He says that our electrical urns today, that if you are concerned over here that they'll be destroyed, if there's no water in them, so Rav Nissen Karolitz says, also l'shtamish bo b'Shabbos, you can't use them on Shabbos if there's a concern that if they're empty, they'll break, that you may come to fill it up with water. However, he brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, who writes, Shemutu lishtamesh b'mecham chashmal. You are able to use the urns today. B'nei shechashash shema Yosef mayim lo nemar el b'mecham osmi prokim. This concern was only for their component pieces of their urn, their samovar. Shaderech lahosif b'mayim b'tadiris k'dei shel yizkalko. They had to constantly add water to it so the component pieces didn't break. As opposed to our urns today, you only have to go and add water to our urns only if the water is just about all completed inside of the urn. And he says, when the water is reaching such a low level, and you know this because you can see it, so don't take out any more water, and you'll leave the little water left, and you won't have any problem. And he adds as well, you should try in this situation to mark off, don't use this urn in some way so nobody will take out the water. Finally, in regards to using a hot humidifier, so the Minchas Yitzchak Dayan Weiss Zatzal brings down, Shein Lesser L'shtamis B'Menei Chashazeh. You don't have to be concerned that if the humidifier is put on in a way before Shabbos, that you're going to have to add more water to it, and therefore you're going to ruin the humidifier. If you don't add more water to it, then you can't use the humidifier on Shabbos. He says, Shari Yadua, Shein Tzorch L'Hosit B'Mayim El L'Achar Esman Shebo Nigmar Hamayim. You only have to add water to it after all the water is done. So he says you have to make some sort of a mark. So you know when the water goes below that level, you know you're allowed to have, or you have to add more hot water, which is allowed. And he adds, but you should only do this when you're dealing here with a sick person, and therefore you can be mekel. With that, we conclude Simen Shin Yud Ches. Now, we won't actually start the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Tes, but we'll do the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us as we enter into this Shin Yud Tes, which deals with the halachos of Borer, selecting on Shabbos, very important halachos that many people are not familiar with. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off in his introduction. Hinei Borer hu echod milamites avos halachos shel Shabbos. Borer is one of the central 39 av halachos on Shabbos. V'chayovin olea. If a person does borer on Shabbos by accident, he's chayav chatas. And Rachmona Lutzlan, if he did it intentionally, umis b'meizid. Kamo ashar melachos. This is a very strong capital offense if one does it intentionally. And he adds, v'anasino harabim. Unfortunately, because of many sins, harbi anoshim nichsholim b'yisur borer. Many people are not familiar with this, and they're nichshol on it. They fail this, and therefore, alkin erol levaros of be'ezer Hashem b'chol protel. Therefore, the Mishnah says, I will do my best be'ezer Hashem to go and explain the details of this iser. And therefore, I'll give a little introduction. I'll give a short intro. For who? And the introduction is as follows. There are three concepts or three components of the Isser of Borer. Ein chol Isser Borer min haTorah. The Isser of Borer d'oraisa is only if you have ki im be'echot mishlosh shofan. If you have one of these three things present. Sha'oz derech b'reira he kein b'chol. Because this parallels the selection that we do during a weekday, which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Number one, Aleph. In Borer Psolus Min Ochel, if you're selecting the bad from the good, the Psolus is always referred to as the bad item, the Ochel is always referred to as the good item. This can be subjective. It depends on what you're selecting. So somebody picks out the peas from the carrots. So for one person, that's Psolus Min Ochel. For the other person, that's what he wants. So again, it is somewhat subjective. In Borer Psolus Min Ochel, that is the component part over here. Afilu Borer Biyadu, even if you do it with your hand, V'dai Tolecho Miyad, and even if you're doing it for immediate consumption, Gam Kein Chayev, as we just saw, those are the other two conditions. But if you only have even one of the three conditions that's not perfect, then you're over the Isur Borer. Shehu Derech Borer B'chol Livroh HaPsolos Min Ochel, because the normal way to do things is to throw away the bad stuff and keep the good stuff. Bays, number two. Imu Borer B'chli, Shederech Livroh Borer, if you're using a specialized utensil for Borer, you go in the nap of a kivra, some sort of a sieve or a strainer. Chayev, afilu hu borer ochel min ha-psolos, then you're chayev, even if you're selecting the food from the psolos, and the dayt olecho miyad, and even though you're intending to eat it right now. Because again, shekein derech ha-borer b'chli, because the normal way to do borer is with a utensil. Pamim hu borer ochel min ha-psolos, to go in shenik ve'akav, or dakim v'ochel ugas, because sometimes you have the food that stays up on the top, and the psolos goes down to the bottom. Sometimes it's going to be the opposite. But if you're using a utensil that's not normally used, so then it's an issur derabbanan. Pater of losa ukelikami, as we'll learn. And finally, the third category, gimel, afilu mubore ochem of solas. Even if you're taking the food from the waste and you're doing it biyada without a specialized kli, ach shadaitu lechol lechazman. If you're not doing it for immediate consumption, you're also chayiv. That's not allowed. And the Mishnah concludes and he says, the only time you're allowed to borer on Shabbos in a permissible way is if you do all three things. You're doing it for immediate consumption, you're selecting the food from the waste, and you're not doing it with a specialized utensil. This is not like it's done during the week. This is called eating. And these are the main klalim, the rules over here. Yes, our pratim avari, im yitzhashem, b'simen abba, im yitzhashem, we will pick that up tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.